USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better.
Taking a look now at your money, investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points to close at 24,133, the NASDAQ up 95, the S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp defending his decision to begin phase one of reopening businesses and getting Georgia back on its feet after weeks of being closed due to the coronavirus. Kemp responding to a question from an NBC News reporter about the data he used to justify reopening, as some say it's way too soon because the state has done very little testing.
Can you tell us specifically what data you used to determine that this was the safest choice?
Well, I know it may be hard for NBC News to understand this, but all the data is publicly available on the Public Health Department's website. As I've said before, I made those decisions in conjunction with Dr. Toomey and many, many other people following the data, and there's a lot of data that we're following. I mentioned a lot of it today about our ramp-up in testing we're doing.
To date, Georgia down toward the bottom, ranking 42 out of the 50 states for the least amount of testing done. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Several states starting to let businesses reopen after coronavirus shutdowns. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
In Minnesota, industrial, manufacturing, and office-based businesses have been given the green light to reopen, while Indiana's given the go-ahead to doctors' and dentists' offices to open as well. Retail businesses are starting to reopen in Montana, Kentucky, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And in Georgia, last Friday, the state let barbershops, gyms, and salons reopen. Monday brought a new reopening of restaurants and movie theaters in Georgia. And in Iowa, the governor has lifted the ban on non-essential surgeries, and they're allowing farmers markets to open again.
The very latest now in the government money heading to help some small businesses hurting badly because of the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Small Business Administration systems are already experiencing problems amid the flood of backlogged applications. The popular Small Business Loan Program was replenished with $310 billion, but according to Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, that's not nearly enough money.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term band-aid that will run out of money the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close in by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.